Hey everyone, this is Dishani here and you are listening to DC Trills with Dishani. My last topic of discussion was beauty and I could really figure out that people outside India are also liking my podcast made on beauty. So people staying in Texas and Ohio, Midwest, US, I'm very thankful to them. Please go on hearing and sharing. Thank you. Okay. So today, my topic of discussion is somewhat very near to beauty, but it is not the same at all. It's a very common topic. Again, it can be a crazed topic. People like craze for this topic. And the topic is none other than fashion, I think. Everybody, like the minds got up and they're just, flying over the moon, Okay, so today in this topic, I'm going to give you a short, a very concise description, not only for the introduction, but about some fashion designers of India, some types of fashion, and etc. So I'm going to start. Now let me give you a short introduction first. Fashion is a popular aesthetic expression at a particular period and place, especially in footwear, lifestyle, accessories, makeup, hairstyle, and many more. Last time I told you that aesthetic is actually a philosophical study that is wholly based on beauty. I think it contains everything, expressions, traits, concept of beauty. Now, when I just talked about the definition or the introduction of fashion, I think many of you are thinking that what is the difference between style and fashion then? What is the basic difference? Don't worry, I'm going to tell you. Fashion is an industry-supported expression and lasts for a very long time. Whereas, style is an expression that lasts for many seasons and is connected to culture, social, and symbols. So this is the basic difference, that style is something very spiritual. You have to always maintain the style which the society, culture, and the symbols demand from you. You can't wear anything, if you want, you can't wear your favorite jeans and top while going to a marriage party, like the favorite one that you have. Or you can't wear anything and everything that you want to wear when you are going to a birthday party. Yes, you can wear something very Western. You can wear something very traditional when you're going to a marriage party. But that doesn't mean that you will be wearing your wardrobe, your favorite wardrobe dresses you are going to put on yourself. This is not at all correct. Because you have to keep in mind that what kind of style does the culture, society and symbols demand from you. You have to go by that. Fashion generally denotes to the word latest, be it the latest trend or the latest difference in style. So, very important, I think, for everybody when you just wear something new and your friend tells you that, did you buy this or is it new? You will just tell in one word. Don't you know that this is the latest fashion in the market? I think this is a very common word. Even I am under this category. Okay. Now let us talk on the history of fashion. A very little history I have for you. Well, the word fashion was first used in the 14th century. Till date, we don't have any information about who has coined the term fashion. But this is very worth of hearing. The Charles Frederick Worth. Yes, Charles Frederick Worth was the first known fashion designer in the world. Imagine. Just a big applause for him. Now let me come, a vast topic, that is types of fashion. So I have some types of fashion for you and some examples. Now these types of fashion are even followed in India generally. Number one. Sporty. Sporty is also called athleisure. Here, dresses include bike shorts, sweatshirts, and other gym wear. Number two, bohemian. Bohemian style is borrowed from the 1960s, which includes a maxi dress, bell-bottom pants, slouchy handbags. Oh my God, slouchy handbags are my favorite. Number three, grunge. naturally originated from the 1980s and the 1990s fashion. Dresses include oversized skins, ripped jeans, black boots, and frizzy hairstyle. This frizzy can be also called as unkempt hairstyle, where you don't comb your hair and like frizzy, you know, like all here and there, this and there. Okay, it's a bad condition of a hair. But yes, this is a style. Okay, number four, preppy. Preppy is a style which is inspired by uniforms worn at East Coast prep schools and Ivy League colleges. I mean, this is a kind of a inspiration that has been got from the uniforms that are being worn by the students in these schools and colleges. It takes inspiration again mainly from higher sports like polo, sailing, and horseback riding. Dresses include Oxford shirts, agile sweaters, socks, pearls, cardigans, boat shoes, and blazer. Number five, the fifth style. I think nowadays people like to be in this style only. I think everybody will be agreeing with me. And it's called the streetwear. I know. What's going on in your mind? Casual fashion type that became popular in 1990s. It includes hoodies, baggy pants, expensive sneakers, skater, hip-hop style caps, and logo shirts. I think logo shirts is again one very important, a big logo in front of you and all. Like nowadays, the big, very much, I have seen, I think from online, some of my friends even buy. Now the latest trend is that having a Alan Walker sign on your dress, I think it looks very, adorable and trendy. Classic too. Okay, now I'm going to talk something, very brief again, about Indian fashion. Indian fashion is wholly traditional. Women like to wear lehenga, long skirt, salwar kameez and saris. Men like to be in only dhoti and pajamas. They keep it very elegant. Women keep it elegant by putting a bindi on their forehead and their style is just complete in an awesome manner. Now, some fashion designers of India who have invaded India like without a fashion look, my God, they have reached us, they have helped to reach us the biggest fashion trend of the world. I mean, everything has come in front of us. You know, like, so amazing to look at. So, some greatest fashion designers of India are... Oh my God, when I'm just talking about this, I think what is going on in your minds. Sabyasachi Mukherjee, Manish Malhotra, Tarun Tahiliani, Ritu Kumar, Anita Dongre, Masaba Gupta, Sandeep Khosla, and Anamika Khanna. These are some of the greatest fashion designers of India. They have known for their wedding outfits, any kind of promo outfits, any kind of like Bollywood film outfits, what is needed and all. Gowns, whatever you want, I think we'll get in like stand-wise uniform manner. You're going to get it in the same stake we're going to get it. So just bag it, you know. Okay. So this was What About My Fashion podcast today. If you liked it, please comment. You can leave a voice message to me in the link which is given in my description box, or you can search DC Drills with Ishani. Till then, stay tuned. Have a very nice day. Thank you. Preview. Hey everyone. Preview. How are you? Preview. This is Ishani here and you are listening to DC Drills with Ishani. Yesterday I thought of recording a podcast, but unfortunately it did not happen. So today I'm going to record yesterday's one only. And today is 28th December. And you are going to get, you know, somewhat essence of Christmas and cakes and candles and candies and holies. Somewhat you're going to get it. So I'm going to just talk about that what is celebrated on 27th December. So, any guesses out there? I think you all are getting it, but okay, never mind, I'm going to just tell. 27th December is celebrated as National Fruitcake Day. Yes, you are correct. Yes, the word cake is of working origin, which is derived from the Latin word caca. Do you know what is the meaning of caca? Caca means flat. Cake was first baked using eggs, milk, nuts and honey. Can you imagine? Now we use so many ingredients. Oh my god. Do you know why 27 December is celebrated as Fruitcake Day? So here it is. According to US, fruitcake lovers, whether young or old, they commemorate National Fruitcake Day every year. Fruitcakes are exchanged with each other on the holiday gift giving tradition ceremony. So in US, you will have a ceremony on 27 December. This ceremony is held and it's known as holiday gift giving tradition, where all the cake lovers, whether young or old, they, I think not only cake lovers but everyone out there, I mean residing in US, they exchange fruitcakes with each other. According to New York Times, fruitcakes dates back to a food enjoyed by the ancient Romans called satura, which is a mix of barley, pomegranate seeds, nuts and raisins held together with honey. Now if I talk about the very small history of fruitcake, then you would realize that it is so interesting. Well, the ancient Romans gave a mishmash of barley, pomegranate seeds and some sort of energy bar and nuts. And hence, fruitcake was made, which can be traced back to the Middle Ages, when fruit breads were the staple cuisine of Western Europe, and it was the first to enter there. So can you imagine, all are interlinked? So many things, like loaves of bread was also, discovered, and it came into a role and came into everything in Western Europe at first. So why, my God. A fruitcake generally symbolizes love for the ones who have departed from the world. The embedded fruits in the cake symbolize their journey of life. And the nuts and raisins in the cake symbolize wealth of the person who have departed from the world. So this is so interesting to hear, I know. So this was a small podcast on World Fruitcake Day, or you can tell National Fruitcake Day. But yes, if we address it as national or like a World Fruitcake Day, then nothing, no difference will be there, because I have talked about US, I have talked about New York Times, I have talked about ancient Romans, like they call satura. I think at first cake was called satura, which was a mixture of barley, pomegranate seeds, nuts and raisins, which was held together by some sorts of honey and energy bars. So it's quite interesting to hear in that way. So like, enjoy, because this week you will have a little bit of essence of Christmas in yourself. So enjoy it. I guess 25th December was a good day for everybody, whether in homes or, you know, like outside, wherever it is. But okay, never mind. Next year, everybody will try, or everybody, like, you know, they are eager to know that how much better everything will be in the next year. It is very common for everybody, because the whole world was under the corona pandemic, the outrage and everything. So it's quite natural. Okay, if you liked my podcast today, please share. If you want to leave a voice message to me, you can definitely do that in the given link, which is given in my description box. And you can also search DC Drills with Dishani in Google. Also, you can get it from the web browser. You can get it. You can just click on Google Podcast, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Cast, Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast. Everywhere you're going to get it, because by God's grace, I think my podcast is now available in much more, I think 6 or 7 platforms out of 11. So, okay, you can just search it. In the web browser, you can, if you search DC Drills with Dishani, you can get it. Okay, so today till here. Have a very nice day. Spend this week with your Christmas, celebration, tone and mind and everything. So be safe, be fine. Thank you so much. Hey everyone, how are you? This is Dishani here, and you are listening to DC Drills with Dishani. Yesterday, I thought of recording a podcast, but unfortunately, it did not happen. So today, I'm going to record yesterday's one only. And today is 28 December. And you are going to get, you know, somewhat a sense of Christmas and cakes and candles and candies and holies. Somewhat you're going to get it. So I'm going to just talk about that what is celebrated on 27th December. So any guesses out there? I think you all are getting it, but okay, never mind. I'm going to just tell. 27th December is celebrated as National Fruitcake Day. Yes, you are correct. Yes, the word cake is of working origin, which is derived from the Latin word caca. Do you know what is the meaning of caca? Caca means flat. Cake was first baked using eggs, milk, nuts and honey. Can you imagine? Now we use so many ingredients. Oh my God. Do you know why 27 December is celebrated as Fruitcake Day? So here it is. According to US, fruitcake lovers, whether young or old, they commemorate National Fruitcake Day every year. Fruitcakes are exchanged with each other on the holiday gift-giving tradition ceremony. So in US, you will have a ceremony on 27 December. This ceremony is held and it's known as holiday gift-giving tradition, where all the cake lovers, whether young or old, they, I think not only cake lovers, but everyone out there, I mean, residing in US, they exchange fruitcakes with each other. According to New York Times, fruitcakes dates back to a food enjoyed by the ancient Romans called satura, which is a mix of barley, pomegranate seeds, nuts and raisins held together with honey. Now, if I talk about the very small history of fruitcake, then you would realize that it is so interesting. Well, the ancient Romans gave a mishmash of barley, pomegranate seeds, and some sort of energy bar and nuts. And hence, fruitcake was made, which can be traced back to the Middle Ages, when fruit breads were the staple cuisine of Western Europe, and it was the first to enter there. So can you imagine, all are interlinked. So many things, like loaves of bread was also discovered, and it came into a role and came into everything in Western Europe at first. So why, my God, a fruitcake generally symbolizes love for the ones who have departed from the world. The embedded fruits in the cake symbolize their journey of life. And the nuts and raisins in the cake symbolize wealth of the person who have departed from the world. So this is so interesting to hear, I know. So this was a small podcast on World Fruitcake Day, or you can tell National Fruitcake Day. But yes, if we address it as national or like a World Fruitcake Day, then nothing, no difference will be there, because I have talked about US, I have talked about New York Times, I have talked about ancient Romans, like they call satura. I think at first cake was called satura, which was a mixture of barley, pomegranate seeds, nuts and raisins, which was held together by some sorts of honey and energy bars. So it's quite interesting to hear in that way. So like, enjoy, because this week you will have a little bit of essence of Christmas in yourself. So enjoy it. I guess 25th December was a good day for everybody, whether in homes or, you know, like outside, wherever it is. But okay, never mind. Next year, everybody will try, or everybody, like, you know, they are eager to know that how much better everything will be in the next year. It is very common for everybody, because the whole world was under the corona pandemic, the outrage and everything. So it's quite natural. Okay, if you liked my podcast today, please share. If you want to leave a voice message to me, you can definitely do that in the given link, which is given in my description box. And you can also search DC Drills with Dishani in Google. Also, you can get it from the web browser. You can get it. You can just click on Google Podcast, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Cast, Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast. Everywhere you're going to get it, because by God's grace, I think my podcast is now available in much more, I think 6 or 7 platforms out of 11. So, okay, you can just search it. In the web browser, you can, if you search DC Drills with Dishani, you can get it. Okay, so today till here, have a very nice day. Spend this week with your Christmas, celebration, tone and mind and everything. So, be safe, be fine. Thank you so much. Hey everyone, how are you? This is Dishani here and you are listening to DC Drills with Dishani. Yesterday I thought of recording a podcast, but unfortunately it did not happen. So today I'm going to record yesterday's one only. And today is 28th December. And you are going to get, somewhat essence of Christmas and cakes and candles and candies and holies, somewhat you're going to get it. So I'm going to just talk about that, what is celebrated on 27th December. So any guesses out there? I think y'all are getting it, but okay, never mind, I'm going to just tell. 27th December is celebrated as National Fruitcake Day. Yes, you are correct. Yes, the word cake is of working origin, which is derived from the Latin word caca. Do you know what is the meaning of caca? Caca means flat. Cake was first baked using eggs, milk, nuts and honey. Can you imagine? Now we use so many ingredients. Oh my God. Do you know why 27 December is celebrated as Fruitcake Day? So here it is. According to US, fruitcake lovers, whether young or old, they commemorate National Fruitcake Day every year. Fruitcakes are exchanged with each other on the holiday gift-giving tradition ceremony. So in US, you will have a ceremony on 27 December. This ceremony is held and it's known as holiday gift-giving tradition, where all the cake lovers, whether young or old, they, I think not only cake lovers, but everyone out there, I mean, residing in US, they exchange fruitcakes with each other. According to New York Times, fruitcakes dates back to a food enjoyed by the ancient Romans called satura, which is a mix of barley, pomegranate seeds, nuts and raisins held together with honey. Now, if I talk about the very small history of fruitcake, then you would realize that it is so interesting. Well, the ancient Romans gave a mishmash of barley, pomegranate seeds, and some sort of energy bar and nuts. And hence, fruitcake was made, which can be traced back to the Middle Ages, when fruit breads were the staple cuisine of Western Europe, and it was the first to enter there. So can you imagine, all are interlinked. So many things, like loaves of bread was also, discovered, and it came into a role and came into everything in Western Europe at first. So why, my God. A fruitcake generally symbolizes love for the ones who have departed from the world. The embedded fruits in the cake symbolize their journey of life, and the nuts and raisins in the cake symbolize wealth of the person who have departed from the world. So this is so interesting to hear, I know. So this was a small podcast on World Fruitcake Day, or you can tell National Fruitcake Day. But yes, if we address it as national or like a World Fruitcake Day, then nothing, no difference will be there, because I have talked about US, I have talked about New York Times, I have talked about ancient Romans, like they call satura. I think at first cake was called satura, which was a mixture of barley, pomegranate seeds, nuts and raisins, which was held together by some sorts of honey and energy bars. So it's quite interesting to hear in that way. So, like, enjoy, because this week you will have a little bit of essence of Christmas in yourself. So enjoy it. I guess 25th December was a good day for everybody, whether in homes or, you know, like outside, wherever it is. But okay, never mind. Next year, everybody will try, or everybody, like, you know, they are eager to know that how much better everything will be in the next year. It is very common for everybody, because the whole world was under the corona pandemic, the outrage and everything. So it's quite natural. Okay, if you liked my podcast today, please share. If you want to leave a voice message to me, you can definitely do that in the given link, which is given in my description box. And you can also search DC Drills with Dishani in Google. Also, you can get it. From the web browser, you can get it. You can just click on Google Podcast, Breaker, Spotify, Apple Cast, Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast. Everywhere you're going to get it, because by God's grace, I think my podcast is now available in much more, I think 6 or 7 platforms out of 11. So, okay, you can just search it. In the web browser, you can, if you search DC Drills with Dishani, you can get it. Okay, so today till here. Have a very nice day. Spend this week with your Christmas, celebration, like tone and mind and everything. So be safe, be fine. Thank you so much.